Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News, and this was first broadcast on Sunday, the 28th of August, 2022. At the mic of VK7WI this week is Peter, VK7PD, produced and edited by Ross Kelly. On Sunday, this broadcast goes out on repeaters all over VK7 and on digital radio DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by Clayton, VK7ZCR. We go out on medium and high frequency courtesy of the following rebroadcast stations. On 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7GS. On 3.67 megs by Dale, VK7DG. On 7.14 megs by Peter, VK7TPE. On 14.13 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. And on 28.525 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. We also go out on UHF CB Channel 15, thanks to Mark, VK7FMAC in the Hobart area. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. Contest news. A Lara contest. Please listen out for YLs and scouts and guides on 27 and 28 August. The Huon Scout Group did well in last year's contest and will be active again this year. The contest is open to all licensed operators throughout the world to participate. Scout and Girl Guide groups are encouraged to participate using their clubs, equipment and call sign. The object is all about participation. YLs work everyone, OMs work YLs only. Operators can use CW and or phone. It starts Saturday, 27th August 2022 at 0600 hours UTC and runs for 24 hours through until Sunday, 28th August 2022 at 0559 hours UTC. Operators can use all HF bands except 160 metres and WARC bands, and contacts made on EchoLink will also be accepted. The full rules are available on the Alara website. 73 Linda, VK7QP. Remembrance Day contest logs. Well, the 2022 RD contest has been and gone. VK7 had a really good turnout of eager competitors that had all the bands humming for the full 24 hours. It was also great to hear that there were many operators handing out the 001 exchange signifying they had been licensed for 1 year. Hopefully they all had an absolute ball and will be back again next year with even more enthusiasm. There was much activity in the south of Tasmania on the various VHF, UHF bands to keep us all busy, along with quite a few new contests participating, and on HF, conditions were much better than some years, and there were plenty of operators from all avenues of the hobby. Club Multi-Multis having a real crack with incredible dedication to set up and run such complex stations, all the way through the casual operators with only a few contacts and all those in between. A staunch group of local amateurs sat up for the full 24 hours and gave it a real crack, and from the sounds of it, there were some really high numbers about, so we wait with anticipation for the results. I'm sure myself, like many, made quite an effort to set up various antennas, rigs, masts, and all sorts of clever things, either on the day or the days before. Many, I'm sure, achieved significant productivity gains to the point we wonder why we can do this all the same time, but this is special. This is the RD contest. I'd like to thank those who took time to participate in the contest, especially those that did the sleep deprivation effort. It made it a great fun event to be involved with. Please make sure you check your log for any glaring errors or typos that you spotted during the contest and never got around to fixing as you were busy, and then submit your log using the WIA VK log checker site by the end of today, the last day to upload. Good luck in the contest. See you all for the next one. 73 Richard, VK7ZBX. Conference news. As heard on the WIA National News registrations for the Tasmanian Ham Radio Conference and Expo are now open. On Saturday, 5th November, we have a full day of presentations, a veritable degustation menu of amateur radio activities that includes youth engagement, remote stations, electrical and RF safety, low-power portable EME, QRP, SOTA, POTA, WWFF, interference mitigation, digital amateur television, microwave experimentation, history, and much more. On the Saturday, 6th November, there are a huge number of vendors coming down in person. Vendors including ICOM and All About DX and many more. We have a number of pre-loved tables already booked and information tables including ALARA, WIA, VEA, WWFF, SOTA, RAW and many more. Why not give that shack a good spring clean and sell some of that pre-loved equipment so you can save for that new transceiver you've always been wanting? Additionally, if anyone would like to set up a stand showing off their favourite interests in the hobby, please let us know. Please email us at tassiehamexpo@gmail.com. This conference and expo is all happening at the University of Tasmania, Sandy Bay campus in a spacious and contemporary Sir Stanley Burberry Lecture Theatre complex. There is plenty of free car parking available directly outside the venue for those coming in vehicles. Registrations for the conference and expo is now open. Just head to the REST website. We look forward to seeing you all in Hobart. Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo Organising Committee. Statewide news. Thursday night, SSTV Nets. Ken VK7KRJ, who runs the Southern 2-metre SSTV cam site, has done some modifications to capture the Thursday's 2-metre SSTV nights. Intark gave the modified site a test hammering on Wednesday night's Tech Night, and it is, as Ken said, new SSTV webpage is an infinitely scrolling page where they can scroll through every 2-metre SSTV pick that I have received since about May, currently 408. The URL can be found on the email edition of this broadcast. It does indeed have a long, long, long list of images divided into manageable groups of 12. Thursday night saw the following participants sharing photos: VK7s, KRJ, ZAB, ZSB, ZBX, HRS, WP, PAK, ZCF, ZIR, HRW, TW, and KPC. Nearly 50 photo with a science fiction theme for the night, even if some are a bit cryptic, like the red dwarf and ones of Talking Toaster and the two human faces of Holly, the spaceship's computer. 73, Stefan, VK7ZAB. News from the Northwest. Northwest SSTV Net. On Monday night, the 22nd August, we held an NW Tassie SSTV net on the VK7 RMD Mount Duncan 2-metre repeater. We had six participants, VK7s WP, LSB, EV, HSC, KPC and OR. The night allowed participants to test, learn and adjust settings as well as sending pictures. We had a semi-controlled net, round-robin style, to allow people to take turns transmitting, make comment and adjust settings, and finally finished about 9 p.m. A good night was had by all, and it was great to have people on air from Sulphur Creek through to Launceston, with some being their first delve into SSTV, as well as some amateurs speaking to other amateurs for the first time. 73, Eric, VK7EV. Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club next meeting. The next club meeting will be commencing at 1:30 p.m. on the 17th September at our usual venue, the Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston, and afternoon tea will also be held. Members are encouraged to bring items for show and tell, and club rooms are open till 6 p.m. for members to socialise. A small plate of afternoon tea would be appreciated. We have single packaged tea, coffee and sugar and disposable cups for members and guests. Visitors are most welcome to attend. If you have any cold or flu symptoms or are unwell or been in contact with a confirmed COVID case, then please do not attend the meeting. 73, Eric, VK7EV, News Officer, Northwest Tasmania Amateur Radio Club. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7AN. SOTA WWFF Parks Activation Group Report. Although this group meets regularly, it has been a while since they reported their activities. This is partly due to weather hampering outdoor ventures and partly due to recces being held on some Wednesdays to work out location and access to some of the SOTA and WWFF sites. However, there have been three recent activations, one SOTA and two WWFF. On August 10, the Sidling Range SOTA site, VK7/NE030, was activated by VK7AN and entourage consisting of VK7s HAM, ZPE and PD. The event turned out to be more an exercise in comparing the performance of two different end-fed half-wave antennas. Positioning of the counterpoise appeared significant. On August 17, the Mount Barrow State Reserve VKFF 1818 Park was activated jointly by VK7s AN, HAM and ZPE. This time, the same entourage was joined by Ross, VK7ALH, who responded to the chilly conditions by lighting a fire. After the shelter hut was filled with smoke and negligible warmth, it was decided to decamp and complete the activation another day. On August 24, the same party decided to stay much closer to home for the Launceston participants and activate the nearby Kate Reed Nature Recreation Area, VKFF 1141. Like the two previous activations, it was decided to use a tree to support the wire antennas. This time, the branch selected was estimated to be 10 metres above terra firma, and no, the party was not armed with a slingshot or bazooka. Thus ensued, for some, the day's major entertainment. With a small number of attempts, Rodney VK7HAM soon had an end-fed and a centre-fed wire antenna secured aloft. This was all done with a shifting spanner attached to a light rope which served as a halyard. The height estimation turned out to be accurate, as the 10-metre feed line to the centre fed only just reached the FT-857 under the driver's seat of VK7PD's car. This was operated by Al VK7AN. The VK7HAM trio did it in style. They set up a picnic table with chairs and equipped with an FT-897, he and Ross, VK7ALH, shared the activation, while Peter, VK7ZPE, did the log keeping. The extra height afforded by yon towering eucalypt proved its worth. The signal reports from stations in VK1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and ZL were the strongest for a field setup that anyone could remember, proving once again that height is might. And that came with 7-3 from yours truly, Peter, VK7PD. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. As winter is finally closing its door, I hope, yet another Wednesday tech night rolled by and was a bit of a mixed bag as usual. To start things off, Ross, VK7ALH, brought along a rig from the renowned 10TEC stable. 10TEC started off in Tennessee, USA, and has been designing and manufacturing communications equipment since 1968. This particular model started its production run in 2003 and is known as the Argonaut 5 QRP transceiver. Strangely, this item was not being repaired or from some dark corner of his workshop abyss, but a transceiver that was actually earning its keep. Because of its compact HF rig, Ross recently pressed it into service while participating in the recent lighthouse and lightship competition. With the help of photos, he took us through this site setup and installation of the temporary antenna system he used. For interest, the lighthouse and lightship competition usually takes place on the third full weekend in August each year and attracts over 500 lighthouse entries located in over 40 countries. Evidently, it is one of the most popular international amateur radio events in existence. As I am told, this is probably because there are very few rules and it is not the usual contest-type event. Ross's latest project is a faulty marine-grade SEA-1630 200-watt antenna tuning unit, ATU, made by Stevens Engineering in the USA. He brought in the faulty main PCB. He had located the fault to the RF input transformer and is currently working on a replacement part. Peter VK7KPC in the radio room continued on with the next step of setting up Whisper with the HF transceiver and new horizontal antenna. He enabled the band hopping function and the schedule list of the desired bands to test. The software also has the ability to enable the rig's ATU to follow band switching. The ongoing propagation result can be viewed on whispernet.org under the database tab with the club call sign of VK7TAZ. With all the talk of portable operation and linked dipoles, Peter brought along an antenna from his military collection, a model AT-101/GRC9. This was a long wire with 8 settable links to continuously cover the range from 4.3 to 12 MHz. This was wound onto a handheld metal frame former. Each link was constructed from a 4mm plug and socket combination that bridged across an insulator to make the effective radiator element longer with link in or shorter with link out. This antenna dates from World War II and proves that current trends may not be a new idea, but a proven solution from past history. After the first cup of coffee, we watched on the large monitor the latest offering from Ham Radio DX. This YouTube episode from Hayden, VK7HH, was entitled, "Everything I Knew About Coax Cable Was Wrong," a very enjoyable video that generated much discussion on coaxial cables and how to terminate their connectors. NTARC's shipment of the just-released Your Entry into Amateur Radio manuals has arrived. This is the fourth edition of the Wireless Institute of Australia, WIA Foundation License Manual, from the editor Phil Waite, VK2ASD. There is more information in this manual than you need to know to obtain your foundation license. It also is a useful reference manual well after you have gained your license. A portion of the back cover synopsis covers it all. This manual contains all the information necessary to gain an entry-level foundation license in an easy-to-use and understand format. It provides insight into the technical basics such as receivers, transmitters, how radio waves travel, antennas, digital station safety, and with the correct on-air procedure. The manual is available for collection from the club rooms on Wednesday technical nights or any Friday coffee mornings. The cost is $35. For any information or queries, please use the Contact Us option on the NTARC website. While we are on the subject of the club website, pictures of any equipment from show and tell or mystery items are now included at the end of the NTARC extract from these VK7 broadcasts under blogs. This is the result of requests from some people that have been unable to make it to the tech night. A special thanks to Phil, VK7ZPD, for his work on Discord. Not only does he set the platform up every Wednesday for the Testnet and TechNet Sessions talk channel, he is now setting up a channel every Thursday night for the club's part of the statewide SSTV link-up on repeater VK7RJG, as well as maintaining his SSTV live updated web gallery, which we will have an update on soon. So many things to go on in the background of a club situation that members are not aware of, but are very much appreciated and don't go unnoticed. Very much appreciated, Phil, in case you are wondering. Discord is a messaging platform allowing like-minded people to communicate and share information, in this case via text messaging, while the repeater is tied up sending SSTV images. Upcoming events. TestNet and TechNet. Wednesday, 31st August. TestNet CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 PM till 7:30 PM and TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 PM till about 8:30 PM. Your host for the evening will again be Nick, VK7WW. SSTV Net, held every Thursday night on the 70cm repeater VK7RJG and linked to the south repeater via 7RAF, conducted from 7:30 PM till about 9:30 PM. At the moment, these SSTV images will be available on the NTARC website under blogs. Club Technical Night, Wednesday, 7th September, held at the NTARC club rooms 7:30 PM until late. Club Social Night, Wednesday evening, the 14th of September, to be held at the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required to the secretary or on the registration sheet at the club rooms. Coffee Morning, held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Get warm while you catch up. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. These coffee events represent a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. We currently have cards awaiting collection, so why not pop in and check the QSL box and join us for a cuppa and chat. The club is following the COVID-19 recommendation to continue wearing face masks when gathering. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, which is news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC. News from the South, Wyson South, Taz. In mid-October, the Wyson Resources are being called on again to provide comms for the annual endurance ride held at the Pyangaana area. There will be an 80, 40 and 20 kilometre leg, so no one need work in the dark. Any amateur or listener that can assist, please contact Rod, VK7TRF, via email on roja3kel@yahoo.com.au. The ride is on Saturday, 15 October, but we will be setting things up on the Friday. Our base will be at the Pyangaana Recreation Ground. See you all there. 73 Rod, VK7TRF. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, September Presentation Night. Casey Station Calling. Our rest presentation night will be an interview with Warren, VK7WN/VK70WN, direct from Casey Station in Antarctica. This will be a free-flowing discussion with Warren following an outline of a typical day at Casey Station with some interesting stories thrown in. The interview will take place on Wednesday, 7th September 2022 from 7:30 p.m. from the Queen's Domain Club Rooms and via Zoom. A huge thank you to Warren for taking time to do this for us. The interview and Q&A will be streamed on the REST YouTube channel. 73, REST Committee, Training and Assessments. We have taken delivery of the new version 4 Foundation License Manuals. These are available from the Tas Petroleum Service Station on the corner of Amy Street and Main Road Moona for $35 cash. Thank you, Clayton VK7ZCR, for providing this service. These manuals are also available from the Wednesday night DATV Experimenters Nights in the Queen's Domain Club Rooms. REST's next Foundation License Training and All License Assessment Day is Saturday, the 1st of October 2022. Please note, we have moved this assessment day forward 1 week due to assessors not being available. If you are thinking of coming along, then please let Reg Emmett, VK7KK, REST Learning Organiser, know by phoning 0417 391 607 or email assessor@reest.asn.au. Check out the REST Foundation license training videos that can be found on the REST YouTube training and assessment playlist. And check out the REST Facebook page events for further details. 73 Reg, VK7KK. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. DATV Experimenters Night. Last week, our DATV Experimenters Night started with Justin, VK7TW, wishing Hayden, VK7HH, of Ham Radio DX fame, congratulations for reaching over 20,000 subscribers. Hayden and Justin then talked about the release of the ICOM IC905 at Tokyo Hamfest. We then moved to a promotion of the Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, starting with the presentations on the 5th of November from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m, and then the vendors, pre-loved and information stands at the Expo on Sunday, 6th November, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Expo, all held at the Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre and Studio Theatre, UTAS, with many coming down. It will be huge. we have had an interesting request from a Bachelor of Fine Arts Honours candidate to help with some amateur radio along the path of migrating shearwater birds. We then moved to the Ryden RD6018 60 volt 18 amp fully configurable power supply. Yes, it is only a power supply, Steve, but this power supply does many, many impressive things. Justin has updated the firmware with the open source Unisoft firmware that provides more precision and display options along with different digit style and better handling of leading zeros. There is a fully functional battery charging functionality, and you can also calibrate the PSU if you have a better standard, that is a 6.5 digit Fluke Agilent multimeter. Justin demoed the PC program and the advanced battery cycling features. Steve VK700 outlined the RD log numbers to date, and we reminded everyone to upload their RD contest logs, and you have until Sunday night, 28th of August, 2022. We then had a reminder of future events. Steve, VK700, finished with a great picture of a meteor caught during an astrophotography shot about a week ago in northern Queensland. Thanks, Steve. This coming Wednesday night, we will be looking at some of the ground plane experiments with the 160 metres short vertical using a nano VNA and modelling using M-Mana along with much more. We will be back streaming the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. We go out on RF DVB-T 7 MHz standard definition on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV, set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. We also stream the nights on the Reist YouTube channel. 73 Justin, VK7TW. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Events: Reist, 7 September. Interview with Warren, VK0WN, from Casey Station from 7:30 p.m. in Queen's Domain Clubrooms. NTARC, 14 September. Social night will be held at the family-friendly Mowbray Hotel. NWTARC, 17 September. Club meeting commencing 1:30 p.m. at Scout Hall, 73 Alexandra Road, Ulverston. VK7, 5 to 6 November, Tassie Ham Radio Conference and Expo, Sir Stanley Burberry Theatre, UTAS, Sandy Bay Campus. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7RI, repeaters Reist, NTARC, and in the Northwest, thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, Cradle Coast Amateur Radio Club, VK7AX, and VK7DC. 160 metres, VK7GS. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7ALH. 20 metres, VK7JGD. 10 metres, VK7DG. UHF CB15, VK7FMAC. DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C by VK7ZCR. You can hear this broadcast again on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RAD in Southern VK7. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. You have been listening to or just missed VK7WI. Next week, the national WIA news can be heard at 0900, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News around 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. On behalf of the VK7 Amateur Radio News team, we hope you have a great day. 73 and stay safe. From Peter, VK7PD.